Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity. Welcome, everybody, to the Miss Goldie T Radio Show, First Lady with the Facts on Culture Zine Radio Network, where urban culture lives. How is everyone doing today? It's just such a beautiful night in Georgia right now. I'm currently living it up, flossing it up, having fun with everyone. Excited about my guest tonight, Miss Catrice Lady Slim Harris, New York MC, New York entertainer, and she's going to be joining us later. And how's everybody doing tonight? Yes, thank you for joining us tonight. And while we are waiting on our guest, I'm going to take it to the True School Artist of the Week, which means, like, you know, the old school, the True School Artist of the Week. And here we go with the Ohio Players and Skin Tight. Wow.
Running
If you have just joined us, you are now live with the Miss Cody T Radio Show, First Lady with the Facts on Culture Zine Radio Network, and that was True School Artist of the Week, Ohio Players with Skin Tie. Yes, and everybody knows and loves my wonderful co-host, Miss Addie. So I'm going to take it to the hotline with Miss Addie on the Miss Cody T Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. How's it going, Miss Goldie?
Hey, Addie. How's everything going out there in the windy state or the I don't know what kind of state Pennsylvania is, but what kind of state is Pennsylvania?
Well, it's known for a lot of things, the Amish and all of that craziness is going on, blending in with the epidemic that's going on that we all been talking about lately. And we'll be getting into that tonight. Tonight, we would like to shift our format just a little on the Miss Goldie to you reporting the facts on your Culture Zine Radio Network. Again, my name is Miss Addie Palachi, co-hosting alongside of our wonderful host, Miss Goldie, to you. I know that we have did a segment with an amazing artist by the name of Angie before, and it was incredible how that interview has connected myself and many of you out there with our events and roles inside our personal sectors and out in our communities, whether the experiences were of triumph or of a target practice for those that seek to cripple our mental and emotional susceptibilities. Tonight, I do not want to stagnate any of you by reflecting on our previous shows, but I want to educate you all a bit on this extensive public health crisis in America. This public health epidemic is raging rapidly in all of our backyards. Homicide and violent incidents across the nation. Like Angie, there are countless others who have been, who are, and shamelessly to say, will be victims and targets of this epidemic and injustice. I have the pleasure to introduce an incredible, amazingly strong woman that has been tortured not only by this crazy homicide epidemic, but repeatedly this woman still stands after being re-victimized by the media, yet after suffering the trauma of a violent attack that not only damaged her physical, but left her with the greatest hole ever, the memories and love for her 14-month-old, at the time, son, Basile. Hello, Ms. Sasha, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hello.
How are you doing this evening?
I'm good, and yourself?
I'm good. First, on behalf of myself, Ms. Goldie to you, Culture Zine Radio Network, and Mothers in Charge, we sincerely want to apologize for your horrific loss and trauma. We all send our deepest condolences to you and your family, and we humbly thank you for coming to us first, reporting your facts, and seeking the help of Mothers in Charge for allowing us to come into your home to support you during a reoccurring storm. Now, Ms. Sasha, please tell us all what has brought you to Mothers in Charge, and how has this epidemic has affected you and your family, and what is your heart crying out for today?
I come to you because recently, Penn Live has posted another article in the paper about my son, and I'm just coming for some sort of closure or to find out why they're doing this, or what. I just want it to stop. I just need some type of healing for me and my family.
Okay, and Penn Live is a network service here in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. It's like online services that report news. And with Miss Sasha News, it's reporting something that occurred in her life with her losing her son through homicide, like I said, and her being traumatized as a victim herself physically by someone who she thought that was supposed to protect her and her family. We all are familiar with domestic violence, and it's no secret that goes on still today, and it was most definitely going on back then, but never really reported. However, what they did was they re-brought her story up after an incident happened here with a police officer killing a young man inside of his home. So I'm sorry, Ms. Sasha, that occurred to you, and I can't tell you how sorry that I am for your loss and for the ignorance that keeps re-victimizing you and your family, still after all these years.
Thank you, and I really appreciate your help.
Well, that's what Mothers in Charge is here for, and so is Mothers Culture Zine Radio Station and Ms. Goldie to you. We report the facts. And with all that you being spoken, I need you to remember that today you are reclaiming all that has been taken back from you. You're reclaiming your rights as a mother being in charge. And you are standing as his mother, who will speak for him, who can no longer speak anymore. Your journey of healing, all the while carrying your banner of love and remembrance of Basile, you speak through your bullhorn, demanding the media and whoever else to stop the violence, to stop re-victimizing, as well as asking all for a call on the unity of families, our communities, our cities, and leaders. Thank you, Ms. Sasha, and I appreciate your time. Like I gave you my card and my information before, to where we're here for you as your support system. And I just want to elaborate on Mothers in Charge, because I mentioned Mothers in Charge during this segment so far so many times. And Mothers in Charge, we are a violence prevention, education, and intervention-based organization with 13 chapters throughout the nation, which advocates and support youth, young adults, families, community organizations affected by violence. Mothers in Charge advocates for family affected by violence and provide counseling and grief support services for family when a loved one has been murdered. We are comprised of compassion mothers, grandmothers, aunts, sisters, and others who commit to working towards saving lives and preventing another mother from having to experience a terrible tragedy. And we can be located by contacting and looking up www.mothersincharge.org. Now, Ms. Goldie, I'm going to ask you, what's going on in that hot Atlanta?
I love Atlanta right now. It's, the weather's crazy, but you know what? We're going to get back to that later. I'm really so excited about my guest, and I'm so glad that Mothers in Charge could join us, and I hope that we can do something to change the situation. What I really wanted you to do is elaborate more on what actually occurred, because the listeners, you know, they don't know what's going on. They don't know what you're saying. Like, they don't know what this lady is actually going through. So in order for us to be able to sympathize with her and be a support system to her, we need to know a little bit more in detail about what's going on over there in Pennsylvania.
Okay. I'm going to go on and speak in her behalf. Like I said, she's been re-victimized, and it is unfair to our listeners by being just hung on by some of what happened, but not all of what happened. Ms. Sasha, she was in a relationship, and she was a battered woman at the time. And during the event, he attacked her, stabbing her in her chest. And when the police was called to the scene, it's reported that the police officers was trying to talk him down, trying to negotiate with the gentleman. And during that process, he had went and he had taking her son from her. Her son is no longer here. So her son at 4 months old was murdered. And during this process, Ms. Sasha has so many unanswered questions because she was young when this occurred to her. And she didn't know the right questions to ask. She didn't know what to look for. So these are things to where Mothers in Charge is trying to assist her with in finding the answer and to speak up for her son. She doesn't know who actually killed her son. She wasn't in a room when it occurred, so she don't know what happened. And with the re-victimization is the media put this out after all of these years several times and going to her house unannounced trying to get a new story out of her. They done ran out of stories of what's going on with the gentleman who was killed by the officer, so they replayed her segment of what transpired in her life, re-victimizing her and her family all over again. While she's trying to speak... Go ahead.
So is the gentleman that was killed by the officers also the gentleman that was allegedly at fault for the loss of her son?
No. This is a whole different incident. That's why she's not understanding and we're not understanding why would they match these two incidents up when if that's a homicide committed by the officers that recently happened and the officers reported that the male victim who victimized her at the time killed her child, then why would they put these two together and collaborate these two stories together? Right. If the police have not killed her baby. So that's a question that she's asking now, to where she has so many unanswered questions. Like I said, she was young when all this transpired. So she didn't have the support right. that was out there to tell her, this is what you look for. When you go identify your baby, this is what we look for. This is what we ask the coroners and stuff like that. No one was there for her. So she don't know what actually happened to her baby other than he lost his life during this incident.
Right, and if anything, they are using this in the media to discredit her as a person and try to make it seem as if she's a person that these sort of incidents occur in her life. And I understand why, you know, you are upset about one thing having nothing to do with another. So, you know, at this point, people look for people to blame and people look for things to point the finger at. But what it seems like we stand down to is we have another homicide by the police department. So, and if you have just tuned in, you are now live with the Miss Goldie to You radio show, First Lady with the Facts. And I'm going to take it to my artist of the week, which is me and my girl Angie Mulani with Smack the Smack, because we're going to keep it on some lady stuff right now, because I got my girl Miss Lady Slim. We're going to be chopping it up with her when we get back, and thank you, and we'll be right back.
Yeah, First Lady,
under lock and key. Spit that fact, sis.
Angie Mulani. Goldilocks be that mistress, y'all movers better shape it. Blocking all hatred, First Lady spit facts. Haters keep hating, got no love for debaters. Never mind what you heard, I'm the chick run-ish. Yonkers is my battleground, most original underground. Backpack shorty running plays on you gamers. I'm a dream merchant selling dreams to you players. My vision much bigger than what you hoping and wishing. Hudson in my yard, see you deep river fishing. Yonkers born and bred, go hard or go left. Approach the First Lady, better do it with respect. Unless you cutting checks, you a liability. My voice rain hail, that's why the world could feel me. Wanna find me, search for ULK. We the team building dreams through the USA. Everything I say, better take it as scripture, cause my words be the truth. Goldilocks is an issue.
She an issue, too official, ha, get it. We had to let them know, big sis, under lock and key. Right, and I swear we taking over. Killing tracks like Smack the Smack. It says Smack the Smack. Going hard on all the tracks. Yeah. And like slap to slap. Ha ha. Princess Angie Mulani under lock and key. Mulani too real. I gotta pay attention. Let's go. Cause this is how it gets done. Yeah. Listen.
My mind is on his mission and I'm grinding cause I'm gifted. And I'm young, talented and getting it. And my haters never listen. So I hope these words ain't hitting. Saying facts up in these written. My mind is so infected, spitting reality. That's a fetish. I got the haters, then they hating. Bumping to my songs, killing all these tracks. Yeah, that's back to back. Drake on that diss track. Fact to fact, smack to smack. I swear to God, I'm setting all these search outs for these hooks. That's what I'm spitting facts. Hitting all these cities, trying to put my neighbor on the map. I ain't really into trap, I'm into rap. Cause I gotta go off and I gotta go home. Back to Nisha said, yeah, you know that drink is too warm, man. Me and Goldie killing tracks back to back. We ain't really into whack rap, we into real hip hop. Females run this rap game, yeah, we going insane. I think my bars is on my mental, man, I'm going insane. Yeah, we going smack to smack. I swear to get a comic chilling crack to crack. I'm really going hard like smack to smack. I keep it so real on the movie speaking facts. Like, oh Lord, yeah, we taking over. Under lock and key, yeah, you know we taking over. Crossing borders, stating facts, we putting borders.
First Lady and the Princess, we start this and end this. A force to be reckoned with, approach us with reverence.
That's a fact. Under lock and key, Princess Mulani, Goldie, back to back, killer noni tracks, smack to smack. We gotta go hard like that Drake on that diss track. We gotta go hard, smack to smack, ha.
Pay attention, I'm only gonna say this once, not twice. Representing the dream team is Goldie, First Lady, Princess Mulani, the boss lady, Shaw Ames. You're okay for life.
Yes, and if you have just joined us, you are now live with the Miss Goldie to You radio show, First Lady with the Facts on Culture Zine Radio Network. And I got my co-host, my sister, Miss Addie. And we are in the building right now, getting ready to chop it up with my girl, straight out of New York, straight out of Yonkers, Lady Slim. Hello, mama.
Hey.
Hello, Lady Slim.
What's going on?
Yes, I'm so excited to have you as a guest on the Ms. Goldie to You radio show. I've been watching you since you was a teenager, and you have always been a powerhouse, and you have always been someone that I watched and admired, and I appreciate you being a guest on the Ms. Goldie to You radio show. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm pretty good. I can't complain. How are you?
I'm awesome down here in Atlanta, you know. I'm just living it up. I'm just loving the life. And, you know, I always have a special compassion for other women in the music industry because I know it's like a double times hard. Like, it's one thing if you're an MC, and then it's another thing if you're a female MC. So it's like a double whammy. It's like being a double minority. And you are such a lady, and not only are you an MC, you're also a singer. So I want you to tell everyone on the Ms. Goldie T radio show, who is Lady Slim? Where did you come from? When did you start doing music? And just, you know, where did you come from?
Well, I'm from, you know, I'm from Yonkers, New York. Born and raised.
Shout out to back home.
Yeah.
Right.
I started when, you know, when I was young, 9 years old. So I just took it from there. I wasn't serious as a youngin', but when I hit like 16, 17, that's when I said, you know what, I think I could really do this. So.
But at 9 years old, who were some of your influences and what type of music did you listen to?
Well, I'm going to just be honest. My dad, you know, my father, I found some of his, you know, his written rhymes in my room when I was young, and I was like, yo, what is this? And I said, oh, these are rhymes, and I stole his music basically. I mean, I was listening to MC Light.
Okay, let's save some of the secrets until a little on later, because I got some questions about your father. So I mean,
all right. Well, I'm a big Lauryn Hill fan. I listen to all kinds of music.
Right.
I grew up in the church. So I listen to all kinds of music. Lauryn Hill is
and I can tell by your style that you're. I can tell by your style that you're very versatile, and you have a wide array of music that you listen to. So you know, since we are still at where it started from, Miss Addie, let's get into those questions about her dad. What's going on? I hear silence in the room. Miss Addie, are you with us?
Yes, I am with you.
Okay, so let's get into those questions.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm being versatile right now. I'm doing many of things trying to keep up here. Lady Slim, could you please tell us about all the multiple talents that you do have and possess? Because a lot of people don't, like, they just hearing Lady Slim and she from Yonkers. However, build us up with all that you do.
Okay, well, I sing, I rap, I know how to play the drums. Really about it.
And I mean, she could play the drums, y'all, too. She really knows how to play the drums. And you got to see her. She looks cute on the drums, too. You know, most of the drum players, if it's a girl, you know, she might kind of look like a boy. But she looks very cute playing on the drums. Oh.
I grew up playing the drums. That was my first love. I love playing the drums. Oh, yeah. And I played basketball. I was a basketball player, but I stopped. I stopped playing because I got into music heavy. So I put the ball down. Picked up the mic.
Okay, so start rapping at a very tender age of 9.
Yeah.
Tell us about the delay of the 8 year within your career.
Well, I didn't know what I was doing, and I didn't really have the support behind me. No, I mean, everybody in my family didn't know. They knew, but they didn't know. So I stopped.
How serious it was for you, honey.
I wasn't really serious at 9 years old because I just looked at it as a joke. It was a joke to me. It was a hobby. But then when I got older, I was in high school and I seen different people. You know, I used to see people in circles rapping. And I said, hey, I used to do that when I was younger, so maybe I should join in. So.
Right.
Because of people in high school.
I'm glad that you decided to join in.
Right.
We have personally done shows together, and you know what? I don't support a lot of female artists, and it's not because I'm a hater or anything. It's just because, you know, it's just like bringing sand to the beach or whatever. But you right. are one of the few female artists that I do support. So now, how do you feel about females in the music industry and what type of deals we're offered and what type of situations we're put in and what type of compromises we're asked to make to get some of this brass ring? So I know you have separated yourself from that and you have maintained your image and you have maintained being a lady. Tell me what you think about what's going on in the industry as far as female MCs are concerned.
Well, you know, when it comes to females, it's tough. I mean, I feel like everyone goes against each other instead of trying to stick together. Because this game is dominated by a lot of males. And I just feel like we need to stop trying to come up, dissing each other, instead of just come together. I just feel like everybody feels like they got to talk about sex or have a big butt, some big breasts, and just look a certain way to get attention instead of just really rapping how you sit and how you feel. Everybody feels like they have to look a certain
right.
way. And I don't want to be that way. Yeah. I want to create my own lane. Like, this is who I am. Accept me for who I am. And I'm not going to change for nobody. Like, I just got to listen to what I'm saying. It's not about how I look. It's about what I'm saying. And that's what I feel like. Everyone feels like they need to talk about sex. Because they say sex sells.
And you know
that's
what?
That's not my image.
The things that you say are the truth. And you don't mind. I mean, you're not the type of artist that sugarcoats anything. You go straight for jugulars, and I love it. And thank you for never coming for me. You know, I be feeling like I ducked it a little bit. I'm like, okay. I'm like, because she come for people and everything. But you know what? Getting into that, we're going to play Set It Off, and we will be right back with the Miss Goldie TU Radio Show, First Lady with the Facts on Culturezine Radio Network. We're urban culturalists, and we on the line with my girl, my young female MC New York, Lady Slim. And we'll be right back, and this is one of her singles, Set It Off.
Get it.
Treasure, give me treasure, I ain't even with it. By any means, I ride on my enemies. Black boots, ski mask, put the money in the bag. I'ma need that fast. I'ma need that cash. So just open up that dash. Gotta get it. Don't be scared now. Cause we here now. It's a stick up. I ain't tell you. Put your hands down. Give me everything. I even take your grandchild. I need that money in my motherfucking hands now. Scared money. Don't make no money. All I owe is big bills. I don't break no 20s. This ain't a joke. Nigga ain't funny. I ain't never having nigga trying to take from me. Set it off. Scared money don't make no money. Scared money don't make no money. Set it off. Yeah. Scared money don't make no money. If I ever go broke, I'ma take your money. Set it off. Scared money don't make no money. Scared money don't make no money, set it off. Yeah, scared money don't make no money. If I ever go broke, I'ma take your money. Set it off.
And if you have just joined us, you are now live with the Miss Goldie T Radio Show, First Lady with the Facts on Culture Zine Radio Network, where urban culture lives. And I got my girl, Lady Slim, and that was her single, Set It Off. So tell us about this single right here.
Well, where should I start? Well, my homie, you sent me this beat. I had this beat for a long time. You know, I didn't know what to do with it. So I kept listening to it. And I said, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
I just feel inspired by that movie Set It Off. And I just said, let me write something. No one ever did anything. Like, no female did nothing like this. So I said, let me just play around with it and have fun with it. A few people wasn't feeling it. And I said, I don't care. I'm still run with it because no one's doing it. So I just ran with it, and I just...
Well, I'm sorry? I like it, and it was a good concept because Set It Off was about a bunch of real women who did what they had to do.
They did
what they had to do to feed their families or whatever. So exactly. I appreciate the concept, and I love it. So who's some of your favorite female... I'm not going to just say MCs. I would say, who's some of your favorite female artists?
Well, of course I love Lauryn Hill. MC Light, she's dope.
Right.
Missy Elliott. Remy Ma, I think she's so raw. I mean, that's the only people I can really think of right now, but...
Miss Goldie.
Oh, yeah, Goldie. You can't forget Goldie. Of course not. But... Of course.
I've been out here grinding for us. And I feel like it's a mutual grind, and I always felt some type of way. And you know what? You were one of the few female artists that never acted no way towards me. It's been people that I grew up with, people that knew me all along, and because we got the same job, now all of a sudden you don't like me. This is not the time to not be liking me, because it's so many other women in this world that's out here that's doing what we do. It's no time for us to compete against one another.
Right. That's how I feel.
It's not no time.
Right. Like, I'm not going to go against you. Anyone, any female out here. For what? You know, like, you're trying to get somewhere. It's hard for us females. So, while, you know, I don't want to compete. Let's just get it.
It's very hard. And you know that they don't give women artists, they don't give female artists the same budget that they give
male artists
in the music industry. Mm-hmm. No, because they don't believe in us enough, and they don't feel like that we could make that money. So it's like, you know, it's like betting on a dead horse. So that's how they look at us, like they're betting on a dead horse. And, of course, women like us who are empowering each other and who are doing different things. And recently, you have just became a mom, so how was that?
Oh, man.
Congratulations.
Thank you. He's 6 months. His name is Kamari. my first, and it's fun, it's tiring, but I never thought I would, you know, experience this. But it's beautiful. I love my son to death. I'll do anything for him. And that's the reason why I got back on it, because I have to have a baby now. I have no choice. So it's fun, but it's tiring.
Coming from professional moms like me and Miss Addie, we're professional moms. Like we are mm-hmm. top of the line professionals. We got our doctorate's degree in being moms, right, Addie? We got adult children.
Certified experience. Certified great experience.
Yeah, I know.
We have adult children and we have grandchildren. So when I tell you it is like no other experience in the world, it's the hardest work ever. Your job is never done and you're never really paid for your value, but the value is priceless. And the things you teach your son are the things that he's going to carry throughout this world. And I know that you're a good person. You come from a good background. And I know I can't wait to see him. I've seen him up in the studio already sitting on your lap. And I'm like, yeah, that's right. That's praying up a child in the way they should go.
Yes, exactly. I want to have done. Yes.
Right. Yes. I love it. And I'm so proud of you. So tell us about this Hot 97 thing, girl.
Oh, it all started at SOB's. I had put on a show. I wasn't expecting that type of feedback. So this lady named Yam had approached me. She works for DJ Enough, and she was in love with my performance. And after that, it was history. She took my information down, and, you know, she writes stories about me. And that's how it all started from SOB's after the show.
And you know what? Not for 1 minute that you don't deserve everything. You are a humble person. You are a beautiful person. Mind you, guys, you have to go follow her on Facebook and Instagram. She kind of looks like Kelly Rowland, but her personality is so beautiful. And she can sing and she can rap. And, I mean, she's just such a sweet person. And, you know, all this diva mentality that we got going on, trust me, I bump heads with it a lot. And I've never bumped heads with it when it comes to you, and I appreciate you so much. But I'm about to put you on the spot. So I want you to give me a Hot 16 with no cursing in it. And you can't say nigga either.
Oh, no cursing?
Woo. No cursing, and you can't say nigga either. nigga, you can't say it.
nigga. I got to keep it clean, y'all. This is one of the toughest challenges in the world, because I know I'm a
yes, it is.
But I got a little dirty mouth on me. We're going to have to work this out some way, somehow.
The MC challenge on the Miss Goldie TU radio show. If you challenge an MC not to curse, you might as well slap them in the face.
You challenge them not to curse?
Yeah, you might be, you, I could have just slapped you just now. It would have been all as equal.
All right. We're going to see how. All right, let's do this. Okay, you ready? Y'all ready?
I'm ready.
You're ready.
Let's do it. All right. She's challenging me. Oh,
you can do it. You can do it.
Okay, let's go. Check it. It's never easy when you coming up, because don't nobody see you when you coming up. Unless you getting money and you glittered up. My team's strong. Y'all ain't never getting rid of us. Too long. Time to get cocky, but humble for too long. And they don't like me, but listen, it's cool, dog. Never went to class, but there's nothing in school, y'all. I ain't concerned with these dummies. I'm focused on me and my son and the money. Oh, man.
You know what? I ain't confronting with you, though. Goldilocks cannot freestyle. That's right, I said it. They told me not to never say that in front of people, but I do not freestyle. I write my songs because I want to be sure about what I'm saying. If I do, right. I might drop a hot four on you, and that's it.
Let me hear something.
But that was the ultimate challenge.
Let me hear something.
On the ones and twos.
Let you hear something. Check it out. Goldilocks, spit that fluid. Docs call adrenaline. Straight infiltrate any camp. My name's Reverence. Out of control like the Iraqi government. I charm, then disarm the competition. And get this far, turning tricks and bars, having sex with stars in expensive cars. I'm hot like a geothermic meltdown. When I spit, I leave relics of flesh around. I got that venom like a poisonous snake. Goldie's the next chick to be most hated. So I guess that makes me a free agent. Free to roam, drop lyrics as dangerous. Sources stay nameless, names stay blameless. Yeah, I'm that same chick's face look famous. And you know what? That came with experience. To be able to, you know, that's why I bring artists on my show and I challenge them to give me a hot 16 on the spot without cursing, because most of us can't do it.
Right.
And it's not saying It's not taking anything away from you lyrically, because you're a lyrical beast. But what we do have to learn is, if we're going to go commercial, if we're going to go mainstream, if we're going to go global, we can't be bitch this and nigga this and nigga that and suck my dick and blah, blah, blah. I'm sorry. I hope my mom's not listening. But you know what I'm saying?
You're right.
I'm going to get an inbox in a few minutes. Like, you got a potty mouth, girl.
She feel left out.
She want to be against violence and stuff. We going to write a song for her, Lady Slim. Write a song about the women. No, I challenge you to write this song about women who are victims of the violence. Because, you know, we have mothers against violence. But what about us when people victimize us, when guys do us wrong and, you know, stuff like that? I want you to make a song that's so pro for women that we can all ride with this anthem and we can look up to you like the queen that you are.
Well, you know, I've got a song that I'm working on. It's called Look in the Mirror. The song is for all the beautiful queens out there. I'm telling you, when it's released, I'm going to let you hear it. I have a song dedicated for us.
And I can't wait to hear it, because I know you're such a positive person, and I'm going to always follow your career. I'm going to always keep up with you, and I encourage you to submit your music to Culture Zine Radio Network to be Artist of the Week, Artist of the Month, because we need to empower each other. And that's why I utilize this platform, to empower my people and empower the people that are doing things in their community, in their lives, and we're just not all selling drugs and prostituting and stripping. We're not all doing that.
Right.
I mean, I can't dance, and I can't sell drugs. I mean, I'm not good with customers and stuff like that. So, you know, some of us have to work the regular route. Some of us have to go the regular route, and I know that you're one of the people that is going the regular route. So tell everyone where they can find you, listen to your music, and follow that single.
Well, before I do that, I just want to shout out my management, Big Jess, my Aunt Charles. So you can find me SoundCloud, Lady Slim. You can find me on YouTube, Lady Slim 914. You can find me on Instagram, Lady Slim 914. Snapchat, Lady Slim 914. Facebook, Lady Slim. You know, I'm everywhere. You can find me. You can find me just Lady Slim or Lady Slim 914. Either way, you're running to me. Even on Twitter, Lady Slim 914. Follow me. Hit me up. Talk to me. Listen to the music. Let's chop it up. And shout out to the
Yes.
Thank you so much for
to the first lady.
Yes, she's the first lady.
You know, I consider passing my first lady's title to you. I consider passing my, you know what, a lot of people say, yo, Goldilocks, why you say you the first lady, young? Because other girls, I say, I don't care. I don't tell them what to call themselves. So they can't tell me what to call them, me to call myself. Nobody else wasn't being the first lady. So if somebody feels some type of way, tell them to come get the name there. But I'm willing to pass it on to you. So I need you to take that torch, and not only the first lady at Yonkers, I know you don't only represent Yonkers. You could put New York on your back right now.
Oh, man. Yeah.
with the things that you're doing and you've been doing, you could put New York, your freestyles is going crazy. Yo, y'all got to log on to her freestyles. Her freestyles, yo, it's like gut-wrenching, like somebody punch you in the stomach. And she's so cute with it, right? And so cocky with it, right? Like, you don't know if you want to slap her or what, like, because it's like the way she comes with it, so sweet and serene, and she don't mean nothing by it. She actually don't mean nothing by it. She not really coming for your head, but she coming for your throat. And I love it. You're a little beast.
I'm trying. Thank you so much. Hearing that from you is, you know, touch the heart.
Yes, and I always am going to support you, and I'm going to let you know. That's why I let you know. You see, when you share something, I share it too. And I don't do that for people. I've been deleting people that tag me in posts because I feel like if you don't support me, if you don't share none of my stuff, what you tagging me and stuff for? What you using my network for if you're not a support network to me? So I want to let you know that I am a support network. Not that you asking for it, but I am a support network to you, and I want to see you go further. I want to see you do some big things, and if I could be there to help you with anything, sis, you just let me know. I'm right there. Auntie Goldie is right there.
Definitely. Thank you. I appreciate that for real. Thank you.
And we're going to do this for the ladies. So, Miss Addie, do you have any more questions for Lady Slim? Is Addie still on the line? And shout out to your manager, too. Which is your auntie. Your auntie is your manager, right?
Yeah, she's part of the management.
Who is that in the background? Say hi, Miss Goldie. Hi. See, we even got babies in the background. We got to train up these kids in the way they should go. And we need to let these kids know that we are strong and we are powerful. We're not just drug addicts and people that get arrested. Black people are other things, too. And, you know, I wanted to leave off my fact for this week. Please let it be known, if you have been convicted of a felony, you are allowed to vote if you have paid your debt to society, if you are not no longer on probation, if you are not any longer on parole. You are allowed to vote. And I really need black people, you know, we say black lives matter, but does black votes matter? Are you going to vote, Lady Slim?
Yeah, I'm going to vote.
I mean, you know, we could say, you know, our vote don't matter, our voice don't matter. But if we want black lives to matter, we have to make black votes matter. And the way we do that, most of our people don't vote because they feel like, oh, I'm a criminal. Oh, nobody's not listening to me. But the same way they're listening to us when we're spending our money, they can listen to us when we putting in those votes. And I encourage you, I mean, I don't want to hear people on Facebook and Instagram complaining about how the election went after you didn't vote. Go register to vote. Whatever city you live in, use those absentee ballots. I don't want to appear to be racist because I'm of many nationalities, trust and believe. I come from German descent. I come from Indian descent. I come from African-American descent. So I'm the least person to be prejudiced. But African-Americans, minorities, we need to learn how to use the absentee ballots. We need to learn, I ain't voting. I ain't filling out the census. And you wonder why there's no daycares in your neighborhood because the census didn't know you needed one. The census didn't know y'all had 900 new babies in the community and y'all need a school there. That's why you fill out the census, people. Not because, oh, they trying to get in my business. That's what they say. Oh, they trying to get in my business. No, they trying to see what communities need what money. When the government starts funding money to communities, they need to know if you need more daycare centers over there. They need to know if you need more parking lots. They need to know if you need more jobs, more job training centers. They need to know this. But, you know, we're so busy keeping people out of our business that we don't have any business.
Right.
So, ladies.
How about it?
It was my ultimate pleasure. And, Lady Slim, I would love to get you down to the ATL. You got to come tear ATL up, mama.
Let me know. Set it up. Let's go. I'm down for it. I'm down.
Yeah. Have your manager hit me up.
I have
some stuff. we can get some stuff together. I know you pushing that single heavy. Make sure y'all go follow Lady Slim, 914 Lady Slim, Catrice Lady Slim Harris. Make sure y'all follow her. Make sure y'all follow up with her. And make sure y'all tune into Culture Zine Radio Network every Tuesday with the Miss Gold DTU Radio Show. First Lady with the Facts to my lovely co-host, Miss Addie. She always gets down to the facts, and she's reaching out to the communities. And you know what, Addie, I know before we left, you wanted to enlighten us on some things that was going on with your guest.
Yes, I just want to clear things up. First, apologize to Miss Sasha. And that's what happens when we get half a truth and we don't, like, get down to the bottom of things and we just go running without being let free. I just want to clear things up to where Miss Sasha is not the one who was stabbed in the chest during this incident. It was her babysitter. And when her babysitter was stabbed in the chest and the police was called, the police did nothing. And what happened was to where the perpetrator then ran in the bedroom and got the baby and attacked the baby. So I just wanted to clear that up. I don't want to bring any more trauma to Miss Sasha, so I needed to report that facts correctly. And Miss Lady Slim, it was such a pleasure speaking with you, learning of you. I'll be following you, so look out for my requests on Facebook. That's the only thing I do know about. I'm the plain Jane of the group, so I'm trying to venture off. I had the pleasure of hooking up with Miss Goldie. I believe it was last weekend or the weekend prior to, and I love reuniting with my sister. So much knowledge and vision that I gained. And it just was amazing. I can't wait to see the pictures.
Yes, it was a pleasure. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And you know, as women, we have to use our superpowers, and we have to group up. You know, women, we empower these men. You know these men listen to us, right? So they do. I mean, whether y'all know it or not, whether y'all think y'all powerless, it's because we have too many women not following the protocol. If we all put them on a protocol to be a business mind, a business and family structure, we can get a lot further, because we're losing our family structure because men are all over the place because somebody got a fat butt and they bought their butt from DR. I'm going to DR to buy me a butt too, but we ain't going to talk about that right now. But you know what? It's that we lose family structure. We lose the sisterhood. We lost the sisterhood. Like, we so busy hating on each other that we can't help each other raise each other kids, and our kids is fighting each other. And I mean, there's so many things going on that we really need to unite as a people. We need to unite not only with our people, but with other people, because I'm not going to be prejudiced. It's people out there fighting for us that's not of our nationality. And if they willing to work with us, I mean, come on. You know, when you had somebody on your kickball team, it didn't matter what color they was, as long as they could kick the ball. And we need to get back like
that.
And
I sure can contest to that, because I have a listener on right now, and she's a woman who has given me a chance with coming into her home with her family, taking care of her and everything else. Her name is Vicky, and she has been a greatest supporter of mine. And I just want to say thank you while she's online and everything. And that's true with the different cultures and stuff like that. You learn things. And that's where we start with prevention, is through education.
Through education amongst one another. Each one teach one. And God gave us each other so that we can edify each other and so we can enhance each other. But people are so busy being about themselves and about who they want to be about that we lose in track of the people that's important, the children, the seniors. We're losing track of our grandparents. Go visit your grandparents. Go make sure your grandma is all right. Don't just go over there when you need money and need some Christmas presents. Go see if your grandma needs something from the store. Go see if your auntie needs something from the store. You know what? Go see if your cousin needs some diapers. And I mean, when we learn how to take care of our own, I think is when we'll do a lot better in this world. And thank you so much for tuning in to the Miss Cole DTU Radio Show, First Lady with the Facts on Culture Zine Radio Network. And if you want to listen to past episodes of the Miss Cole DTU Radio Show, you can log on to www.culturezineradionetwork.com, or you can always go on blogtalkradio.com/culturezinenetwork, and you can listen to past episodes of the Miss Goldie TU Show. You can follow me on Instagram. You can follow me on Facebook. You can follow me on Twitter. Just follow me. That's all I'm asking. You can follow Miss Addie, and you can follow our guests. If you come on my page, I'll show you where my guest is at. And you know what? We need to link together. And we need to work together, and we need to take care of our own people, take care of our own children. If anybody agrees with me, let me see you hit that like button. Yes.
I'm liking it.
And shout out to my Culture Zine Radio Network family. Shout out to Shaki Abdul. He's always holding me down. He's always pulling in the reins like the horsey reins, like, Gozy, hey, where you going? But you know what? I love it so much, and I'm so blessed for this platform. Thank God to all my listeners and the people that's listening. Share the show. Share it. Encourage people to listen. We're always trying to be informative. We're always trying to be informational. And, you know, we have if you have any guests that you would like to suggest, just hit me up, Miss Goldie TU, the number 2, the letter U, at gmail.com. And also, if you have any suggestions, if you would like to be a sponsor of the Miss Goldie TU Radio Show, if you would like to advertise, just hit me up. Show me some love. Like, that's all I'm asking out here. So, Miss Addie, do you have anything else to add to the people before we take it out of here?
Like you said, I just inspire everybody to reach out to each other. It's just like that school slang is to where no child left behind. I don't think that we should leave one another left behind, no matter what the culture is. Diversity is a great thing. And when we reach out and love one another within unity and truth, we all can change things. So that's what we're about today, is about change. So be encouraged, everybody. And thank you, Ms. Goldie, for having me as your co-host. I thank Culture Zine for welcoming me as well as our guests and our listeners. Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening to the Miss Goldie TU Radio Show, First Lady with the Facts on Culture Zine Radio Network. And I just want everyone to take a moment to pray for the people in Louisiana. My mom is in Louisiana. And my uncle, they're in Baton Rouge. They don't have any electricity right now. And I know they have friends. And I just want everyone to take time to pray for the people in Louisiana. My mommy is there. And you know what? I want to make sure my mom is safe. I want to make sure everyone's family is safe. So pray for the people out in Louisiana. Baton Rouge has had a terrible flood. And thank you. And tune in next week to the Miss Goldie TU Radio Show, First Lady with the Facts on Culture Zine Radio Network, where urban culture today at 8 p.m., like every time, anytime. And thank you to our guest, Lady Slim, and you guys follow her. And we up out of here. And that's what y'all need to know. And I'm going back to the jacuzzi. Uh-huh.